Proclamation number 7276 of 7th of February, 1959. Sounding of the Divine Word in Infinity. Participation of Beings. My word resounds far out into infinity and can be heard by all beings who want to hear me. Thus I address the self-aware beings, the people on earth, the beings on all celestial bodies as well as all souls in the kingdom of the beyond who have not yet found a permanent place for their further development, who are still undecided and wander about in the twilight. My word resounds to all of them, which should make them seek ever more contact with me, whom they shall learn to recognize and love through the fatherly address which continues to sound to them. And the more light flows to the beings, the more they desire it and the more attentively they listen when my word is spoken to them. But people on earth are not very receptive to it because they have not yet spiritualized much, because they still dwell in a sphere where my adversary has more influence and they are more likely to listen to his language, for it is the world through which he addresses people and also wins them over for himself. In the kingdom of the beyond, however, my word is already more respected, for the soul which has once felt the strengthening effect of the word constantly longs for it, even though this influence is only high, great, according to its degree of maturity and can only touch the being very minimally in the beginning. But this degree of maturity irrevocably increases through the influx of my word, and the soul's desire for my words grows ever greater, which it feels like rays of light and which it feels a sense of well-being which it no longer wants to miss. But even more highly developed beings are already recipients of my word which sounds in infinity. They are beings of light who likewise accept my word, which they feel as a source of strength and always accept in order to pass it on again in the still dark spheres where they know unfortunate beings who still completely lack light. It is the endeavor and activity of the beings of light as well as the inhabitants of highly developed worlds to whom these beings are handed over for care. For my word must resound everywhere and where it cannot be received directly from me, mediators must be active who pass on my word. On earth this is the task of those who have voluntarily offered themselves to me for service, who have placed themselves into the state of maturity that they can be directly addressed by me and who are also willing to pass on what they receive, because great darkness prevails on earth which urgently should be chased away by light but can only be dispelled by the light from the heavens. I also have to address people directly if it is to become light amongst humanity. I have to convey an unusual gift of grace to those who only have the will to serve me, even if their own state of maturity still leaves much to be desired, but the will to serve me as a mediator also encourages them to live in accordance with my will and to make themselves suitable as a vessel into which I can pour myself. And countless spiritual beings take part in such transmissions of my word to a person. For wherever my word sounds, this is always evident in the spiritual world through flashes of sparks of light or rays which attract countless spiritual beings. And active participation now takes place when I speak to people, to the seeking souls and to all beings which open themselves to hear my word. This is why such transmissions of my word from above are particularly blessed. Even if all beings are called to them through the human being himself who require help. For the souls hear this call and don't hesitate to comply with it. And souls also come from the abyss, for my word will also work there as a spark of light and entice them to follow it wherever it sounds, so that it will bring light to all souls on earth as well as in the beyond and chase away the darkness in which they previously found themselves. People are always free to decide if and when they want to hear me. I always speak. I don't impose any restrictions on you. But you can only hear me if you want to. If you open yourselves to me in my speech and make it possible through your will that I can speak to you. But you should also know that you do not hear my voice alone, but that countless beings attend the teachings. And this should impel you to seek ever more frequent contact with me in order to prompt me to speak to you, to convey my word to you. You humans, who want to be of service to me, should remember all starving souls even more than yourselves, for the number is greater whom you simultaneously give spiritual help and nourishment when you yourselves lie down at the source which my love has opened up for you. When you yourselves prepare yourselves to receive that which brings you light and helps you to ascend. Remember that my word resounds into infinity, and therefore help all to the light who desire it, for only the light will be able to change wretchedness into bliss. Only the light from above will break through the darkness and help all souls on earth and in the kingdom of the beyond to become blissful. Amen.